This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan cut the wrong education program in his last federal budget. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of President Reagan's most indefensible cuts in the budget he sent Congress was his decision to zero out STAR schools, the new education program signed into law last year. At $20 million a year, Al, STAR schools ain't no budget buster. The idea is to create telecommunication networks in various regions of the country, especially in rural areas. That way, satellites and TV can beam quality instruction into local schools in courses like math, science, and foreign languages. Many public schools in smaller jurisdictions can't afford to train and pay good teachers to offer these courses, but quality instruction can still be accessible with a satellite dish outside the schoolhouse door. If George Bush intends to be the education president now, a good way to get there is by putting STAR schools back in the budget.
Ted, you're right. The concept of the STAR schools program is very important. The program became law as part of the Elementary and Secondary Improvement Amendments of 1988. And yes, I voted in favor of the legislation, funding virtually every federal assistance program to elementary and secondary education. But let's take an honest look at what happened. The STAR schools program has already been funded by the federal government for $35 million. At least two of the four original demonstration projects were already in operation, providing math, science, and foreign language instruction to rural communities by way of satellite communications. You see, Ted, it was already being done. Quality instruction of technical courses is already accessible to our rural elementary and secondary schools. We'll see that it continues to be available without sticking the feds with another $100 million price tag for senseless duplication. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.